So, Halloween can be frightfully fraught for a number of reasons. COVID, kids roaming the streets taking treats from strangers, and of course the sugar hangover. So, checkpoints gone to the top. Dr. Harriet Carr, Deputy Director of Public Health, for some advice on navigating this potential house of horrors.
We're really lucky in New Zealand in our current situation that we can even consider trick-or-treating at this time of year with the COVID situation that we're in at the moment. But as you appreciate, there's a number of precautions that we, you know, or caveats to that, that, you know, we certainly want people to adhere to. One of the things particularly is precautions that we want people to take given the COVID-19 pandemic is if anyone is self-isolating or have been told that they need to stay away from others, then we recommend that they put a sign outside their house not to trick or treat. Equally, anyone that is sick or feeling unwell should not go trick or treating and should also put a sign outside their house, no trick or treating. So that's a really good way that people can both protect themselves and protect others. Even if they're not sure whether they've got COVID-19, they're just sick, that's a really important thing that we really want people to do this year.
So if someone chucks out a sign, people should consider it a no-go zone. It might not be that they're just not keen on Halloween. It could be because they're worried that they're ill.
Yes. So it's to protect, you know, them and others. So people should really respect that and honour those people's wishes around not participating in trick-or-treating.
So if people are participating, even then, it kind of seems counterintuitive to be putting your hands in a lolly bowl, handing out stuff to multiple people who are coming and going, when we've had this whole period of kind of staying away from other people, not breathing on them, not touching them, you know. Does seem counterintuitive.
Yeah, so we are at alert level one, so that means that, you know, that we are a little bit more relaxed. But having said that, there are precautions that people should be taking, and so we've already addressed the actual, you know, can we eliminate the risk? So where there someone might be sick, then they shouldn't participate. If they are participating, then there's other additional precautions that they can take. So. Anyone, you know, handling food or lollies should always make sure their hands are clean. So they've washed their hands, or if children are going trick-or-treating, then that they've got hand sanitizer with them if they're going to be eating food or handling food as well. Then there's also people noting down where they've been. So that might be a manual entry if there's a parent going with the children, noting down which houses they're going to. For people who are participating from their houses, there is the opportunity for them to download a COVID app thing, a COVID QR code for their house, so that people can scan that.
You would recommend that, Harriet, that there is actually a sign at your front door or your gate where people can use the app to say that they've been to your house.
That's an option, but a lot of children won't have cell phones necessarily or be able to do that. So the simplest way is to keep a record of where you've been. But for areas where there's high, large numbers of people coming to the houses, certain streets seem to attract a large number of visitors, that might be an option for those particular areas where they're expecting people that they may not know. Some of the other ways that you can... There's different ways that you can celebrate Halloween as well. So there's the traditional trick-or-treating, and ways to make that a bit safer is to pre-identify which houses your children are going to go to in advance, working with other families, so that it's sort of like creating a safe zone. You know who lives at that house, and your children might really be in contact with those children. So you can create a sort of a safe zone mapped out. Have a Halloween party as well, where you've got a small group of children that you invite to your house.
The other thing that could be an advantage, Doctor, is, you know, it's a costume-themed event. So, well, a mask wouldn't be that out of the ordinary.
Yes, that's something that people could consider as well. But, you know, generally, you know, our advice around masks is when you're in enclosed, crowded situations. So if you're out on the street, that wouldn't generally be our advice, but I'm sure there will be a lot of costumes this year that take on a COVID theme.
So putting COVID to one side at the moment, this is probably one of the few occasions where we encourage our children to go out and, well, get a huge haul of sugar-infested treats. Do you have any advice sort of around the obesity and balance of dealing with this particular festival?
Yes, it's a tricky festival from a nutrition perspective. As traditionally, the expectations of children are that they will get sweets. The advice that we've given in the past is there's ways to reduce that, so that you can offer healthier alternatives like fruit or non-food treats like stickers, depending on the age of the children. And I've also heard of people offering toothbrushes or little tubes of toothpaste. So there's different things you can do which don't have to be lollies. If you are doing lollies, then it's actually looking at what's perhaps reducing the number of lollies. And for parents going around with children, it might be actually that your children have a smaller treat bag so that it fills up faster. So there's different ways. There's offering alternatives, reducing the amount that's given, and looking at other healthy options.
Have you seen the way a child looks at you when you offer them a mandarin instead of like a mini chocolate bar?
That's when it comes down to a sales job and their expectations, and that's where sometimes things like stickers or something else which is exciting to them but may not be a lolly, or that might be an option. But there are always children out there. We have this perception that all children prefer lollies, but actually you'll probably find that there'll be one or two in any group that actually might prefer the mandarin.
And that was Dr. Harriet Carr.